News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
HSE data over the last few days has shown the average number of contacts that a positive case has reported after testing has fallen from an average of three, or to an average of three, from five last week and six at the start of the month. Is it an early sign that public COVID-19 restrictions may be working? Catherine Mutherway, former president of the Intensive Care Society of Ireland, is it an early sign of good news?
One would hope so. We were asked to reduce our contacts, and obviously now we are. There was evidence, obviously, over the summer that we had, you know, all of us possibly socialised a bit more because we felt the virus was gone, but it wasn't, as we have discovered. So obviously reducing the number of contacts is the basic way, and not meeting and socialising as much as possible. And when you do, keeping your distance is the basic way of actually breaking the chain of transmission for this virus. And breaking the chain of transmission is how we actually protect our population, our hospitals and our healthcare service.
Any other straws in the wind? The number is below 1,000 yesterday. Three of the last 4 days, the number below 1,000. Is there some hope in that as well?
Well, there's hope in everything. But I mean, looking at the numbers day to day, possibly, you know, it's fine. But it doesn't, like, I don't look at the numbers that much. I just keep my distance, wash my hands. But obviously seeing the numbers coming down would be quite good. We wouldn't expect to see big changes in numbers of cases until about 2 weeks after any change in any system, mm-hmm. because it takes about 2 weeks for people to become symptomatic. So numbers you see now were seeded and transferred about 2 weeks ago, which is slightly before we actually started this. But
we restricted people going to homes and stuff. I mean, there were other restrictions.
Yeah, that was just before. Now, I mean, you know, they did indeed. And people, I think, were beginning to realise that they needed to be more careful. And we all need to be more careful. And that's the only way we'll beat this, I'm afraid.
ICU capacity. I mean, the numbers in hospitals are definitely up. Those in ICU, though, they've stayed reasonably stable.
Obviously, people have been going in and going out of the intensive care system. We've had admissions and discharges and sadly deaths. But they are currently running at about 388, 389. You expect to see the ICU numbers. I'd expect to see them rise a little bit more before we come to a peak. But we will see, I think, a significant number of ICU cases from the large numbers we've seen over the last few months. But largely, to be fair, most of those people have been young, which has been a blessing. But because for them, they're very unlikely to meet us. Now, some will, unfortunately, some will be unlucky. But for the older person, it's obviously really important to be really careful. So, yes, the numbers have stabilised somewhat, but still in all, we're at 38, I think, today, for the last time I looked at the COVID tracker. So I don't know how often that is updated.
Yeah, a quarter of what it was in April, which isn't...
Yep, thanks be to God.
Yeah, but
we don't want to see anything like the April figures ever again. And the only way of doing that is for us to control viral transmission rates.
Okay.
We win.
Two quick things I just want to ask you about. Two stories in the paper today before we go. A fifth of healthcare workers in Tallaght Hospital had antibody evidence of infection compared to 12% had been diagnosed. Are you surprised by those figures? It's a pretty high level of infection.
No, not really. I mean, obviously, healthcare workers are exposed to the disease more often. And at the beginning, people might have thought they had it, but they weren't, possibly didn't meet the criteria for testing. So they may not have been tested at the very outset. If you remember rightly, we had a significant challenge. So a significant number of people who may have had this disease weren't tested. And a significant number of people who have this disease don't realise they have it at all, which is one of the reasons why it's been so difficult to control the pandemic. Because if you knew you were sick, you'd obviously and hopefully isolate and stay away from other people. But if you don't know you're sick, you go about your business, which is why we have to go about our business differently. Okay. We have to distance from people and wear our masks. It's particularly important in the healthcare service, where we've been now wearing masks for all patient contacts for a significant
very important
period of time.
And just before you go, just another story that was of interest as well. Not such good news that maybe immunity only lasts for 3 months once you contract COVID-19.
You said maybe. which is really, I hope, maybe. But I mean, it wouldn't be totally surprising. Coronaviruses, you know, don't often produce long-term immunity. So it does re-emphasize the need for us to continue to be careful. We don't totally know that. That's a study. They looked at antibodies. They didn't look at other types of immunity that people may have. So like thus far, well over 40 million people have had this, and we haven't got a huge number of reports of people being reinfected, but we are still early in the course of the pandemic. Okay. We'll know more about that next year, but one would hope that you'd have some degree of knowledge in your immune system and perhaps might not get as well unwell the next time round. But other than that, we wait for a vaccine, and we may have to have the vaccine more than once.
Okay, fingers crossed on all of that. Catherine Mulloway, former president of the Intensive Care Society of Ireland, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Stay with us.